New heading, direct, indirect, and no control. The problems we face fall in one of three areas. Direct control, that is, problems involving our own behavior. Indirect control, such as problems involving other people's behavior. Or no control, problems we can do nothing about, such as our past or certain situational realities. The proactive approach puts the first step in the solution of all three kinds of problems within our own present circle of influence. You ask how? Listen carefully. Direct control problems are solved by working on our habits. They are obviously within our circle of influence. These are the private victories of habits 1, 2, and 3. Indirect control problems are solved by changing our methods of influence. These are the public victories of habits 4, 5, and 6. I have personally identified over 30 separate methods of human influence, as separate as empathy is from confrontation, as separate as example is from persuasion. Most people have only 3 or 4 of these methods in their repertoire, starting usually with reasoning, and if that doesn't work, moving to flight or fight. How liberating it is to accept the idea that I can use new methods of human influence instead of constantly trying to use old, ineffective methods to shape up someone else. No control problems involve taking the responsibility to change the line on the bottom of our face, to smile, to genuinely and peacefully accept those problems and learn to live with them, even though we don't like them. In this way, we do not empower these problems to control us. We share in the spirit embodied in the Alcoholic Anonymous prayer. Lord, give me the courage to change the things which can and ought to be changed, the serenity to accept the things which cannot be changed, and the wisdom to know the difference. So whether a problem is direct, indirect, or no control, we have in our own hands the first step to the solution, changing our habits, changing our methods of influence, and changing the way we see our no-control problems are all within our own circle of influence.